Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Drive home with Felger and Matt this afternoon at 2. Right now, this is how Boston sports fans start the day. Toucher and Rich on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are you on fire?
People need to chillax.
Mike Francesa appears to rip fought while ripping Adam Gase.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Get this week's talk out of here.
Everybody. I'm Mike Gorman along with Tom Heinsohn. Welcome back to our coverage of Boston Celtic basketball.
Tonight, Gorman was inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame.
Come on, come on. I see no changes. Wake up in the morning and I ask myself, Toucher and Rich, should I blast myself? Same old jokes, even worse than Fred. Man, don't know dick. Makes me wish I was dead. Wallach and Rich trying hard to be funny. Can't believe those two getting money. Sucking up to guess who the hell cares. Just shoot me now, throw me down the stairs. Sitting at the mic trying to sound real big. How'd these boys ever land this gig? Every day it's the same old baloney. Judge must have been on something to give him a Marconi. Just gets worse as the day goes on. Felger and Mass, brain-numbing egothon. Gotta start making changes. Would you rather Zoe and Beetle or two distant strangers? Come on, Tommy Heinsohn, what you think of this?
Are you kidding? That's ridiculous.
You gotta take it from T, a brother close to me.
Puckhead.
And that's just the way it is.
That's just the way it is.
Come on, come on.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah, yeah, tell him, T, tell him.
That's just the way it is.
Don't hold back, T, give it your all.
Are you kidding me?
Mike G and the T, out.
Take that, 98 Mile.
Toucher and Rich, 604 in the Town Fair Tire Studios. Joe Murray, John Wallach, and I hope both you guys had a fantastic extended weekend. I know that I wasn't here with you guys at the end of last week, and from what I hear, John Wallach is damn Nostradamus when it comes to the Kentucky Derby.
Not me. I have a friend of mine who bets on the Kentucky Derby every year, and all week long he was insisting that Authentic was going to win, and Authentic had the extreme outside pole position, and that's what I said. It wasn't me that did it. It's this friend of mine who lives in Providence I've known for years that always bets.
You're the only
derby guy
who said it, though.
Yes, that's true. I'll take credit for that.
Yeah.
What were the odds, Joe, on Authentic? Ooh,
He wasn't a long shot. I think he was like middle of the pack.
It's like third favorite, like 8-1, 9-1, something.
Oh, it was third favorite. Okay.
Yeah,
well, that's
it wasn't
nice.
It wasn't like a 50-1 deal.
Yeah, I had Tis the Law, and it came down to the wire. You know, and no Triple Crown winner this year, but it was all messed up anyways, the way that, you know, this was the final race instead of the first race. But Wallach had it, man. He had it first.
Completely forgot it was on.
So like, did I. I completely. You know how I found out? I found out that Authentic had won? A Joe Murray text. Joe texted me and said, I got Authentic won. I'm like, really? Wow. Yeah. All right.
Well, I guess the ratings were cut in half. I guess if you don't have groups of people able to wear giant goofy hats and, you know, gather in mass, then it doesn't really matter, I guess. So the Kentucky Derby, everyone forgot, it seems like. So congratulations to Authentic and Wallach, to your friend who hopefully gambled a bunch of money. But did he? I mean, did he put, yes. Was he that confident?
Yes, he was. He was very confident. Right. He won himself some nice change, yes.
All right, well, good for him. And I hope you guys stayed the hell away from the Cape this weekend, because there's 2 days that you don't go anywhere near either of those bridges. It is the Sunday after the 4th of July, which is always a nightmare, and Labor Day, where it's just a mass exodus as everybody heads back. And, of course, the Cape becomes, for the most part, a little bit of a ghost town for the next couple of, well, I'd say until May, essentially. But it was apparently an absolute nightmare. Now, coming from Maine, our man Dan O'Brien, did you see were people leaving York's Wild Kingdom in mass exodus, or is that place even?
They let all the animals go. They just opened up the cages and they just were running down Route 1.
Would anyone notice? Would anyone really notice? To be quite honest,
probably not.
Yeah, you would, because most of those animals have like one eye or one wing.
Sure,
and they can't go very far.
I bet you could
three-legged
give
donkey like, just going down the yeah. road. You know,
sure, you could give one of the zookeepers there like a $5 bill, and he'd let you hunt those things. Just like, sure, you go in there, wrestle the tiger for a while. I don't care. Do what you want. Call them names. Slap them around.
Yeah, it was a little bittersweet yesterday after the great weather that we had. You know, and everybody had the great weather, too, over the weekend. But not bad to see a lot of people go. And I had heard some horror stories of some of the traffic yesterday pretty much consistently all day long. So
yeah. Well, I mean, at least you guys got to spend a lot of time outside. I was living a nice little technology nightmare. So I don't know how I completely effed all of this up. But so when iTunes first came out, like I'm talking like the beginning of the 2000s, you know, everyone signed up for, you know, your Apple account and all that stuff. So like my wife and I just used her email address. So we had the same Apple ID for all of these years, for like 10 years, we had the same Apple ID. And because of that, when we got our phones, what would happen was any pictures that we took, any like contacts that we put in there, all went up to like this same account, and we would get another phone. And what would happen was somehow like all of our pictures would like go up to this cloud, and then it would shoot it back down into our phones and then shoot them back up. So I was like doubling and tripling and quadrupling our amount of photos that were like put it this way. There's probably like 15 of the same photo up in our cloud. So we maximized our storage, like 2 terabytes worth of storage in no time at all, because I'm a complete idiot. So about 5 or 6 years ago, I was like, all right, I've got to just finally change and get away from, you know, her Apple ID. I'll start my new Apple ID. So I've had no problem. But Mary's phone constantly gets backed up. Like she'll get a phone and like it'll just run out of space almost immediately, because all this stuff shoots right back down to her phone and she can't get it out of there. So we said, finally this week, I'm going to deal with it. It took 5 days and 2 hours each per day for Mary to get all of this taken care of. And what ended up happening in the end is she was able to get her phone to work, but in her phone, all of these text messages that I had sent from like 2010 and like 2011 and like all this are all in her phone. So I had to spend like an hour yesterday going back through and deleting all these messages and all these contacts. And oh, you want to talk about a walk down memory lane? I found like text messages that I had completely forgotten about with like D-level celebrities that we tried to book for our show. Like, I'm
Give
talking
me an example.
D-level.
Give
okay.
me an example.
So there was this one back and forth that went on like 3 pages, and I'm trying to figure out what the hell was going on with someone named Layla Shenib. And I'm like, who is Layla Shenib? And so I had to kind of like, and I was reading it, and she was talking about this guy and how this guy was angry at her and that she wanted to come on our show and she wanted to expose this guy. And I'm like, what is she talking about? And then I Googled it, and it's Jose Canseco's ex-girlfriend. So do you remember like when Jose Canseco like came and played here for like in like a minor league baseball thing? And remember when
you're
he was
the
on
one
the show?
Who got him the job. The Worcester Tornadoes.
I got him the gig on the Worcester Tornadoes.
Yes.
And like Jose Canseco, like we had like his, like we got his brother on the phone with his twin brother and like the promoter who, because remember Jose Canseco was supposed to fight in some like boxing match.
Charity match, a celebrity match, and he sent his brother Ozzy instead. Yes. The promoter was so angry. We got him and Jose on the phone at the same time.
And they start screaming. It was great. It was great. But what happened was, like, he didn't tell anyone that he wasn't going to do it and that he didn't tell anyone that that was his twin brother. He just thought nobody would notice. But they don't look, like, exactly the same. So the promoter was like, dude, I paid for Jose Canseco, not, like, the, you know, Jose Canseco's half-baked version. You know, he's not nearly as jacked. And so, like, we got the two on the phone. They started yelling at each other. And then I don't know how his girlfriend, who is, like, you know, they were like disputing over money or something at the time, got my number and started texting me about like she wanted to come on the show and expose Jose Canseco. And I'm like, who the hell is this? So I found that. I found like texts from Keytar Bear. Somehow I have Keytar Bear's number.
We had him in studio. You remember that?
I know that, but I don't know why I would have ever gotten Keytar Bear's number.
Right.
Which was extremely odd. BB Jones. Does anybody know her name?
Oh, yeah. Rob. It was Gronk down in Arizona. Yeah. I remember her. Yeah.
Do you remember? Yeah. When Rob Gronkowski got in trouble for holding up, which was the stupidest story ever, when he got in trouble for holding up a jersey, his own jersey shirtless.
She was wearing his jersey.
She was wearing his jersey. That's
wearing
right.
A jersey. Yes. He brought one with him in case no one recognized him. He had
which
it
was
hold
just
up.
Just the greatest. And at the time, we had Rob Gronkowski, you know, as a weekly guest, and you know, like we had both of them on the phone. But there was this big back and forth with BB Jones afterwards, and that she wanted to meet up with Gronk and all this crap. And I'm like, oh my god, blast from the past. And then there's just like strange contacts that I have in there that I don't know how I got. And then there's some that I know how I got, but I just was really tempted to call and see if those people would answer. Like, I have Nick Lachey's number. Nick Lachey from what was the boy band he was in?
Degrees.
98 Degrees.
Yeah.
I have both Nick Lachey and Jessica Simpson's number in my phone. So before when I worked in Texas for a little bit, I worked with a show that, you know, the guy, Kid Craddock, he was really good friends with Joe Simpson, like the dad. And like Jessica Simpson would come in studio all the time. And, I was doing stuff with them and I would like record stuff with them and everything. So I had Jessica Simpson's number and like that's I don't think I've ever called it. But that's almost something worth like trying to see if she would answer later in the show, right?
She was a lady back in the day.
Yeah. Of course she was. Yeah. I mean, she was the best looking of all the teen pop. Like she's better than Britney, better than, you know, Aguilera, all those. Like she was the best looking of all of them. But we might need to try that out. I guarantee you it's obviously not still her number, but it would be hysterical if it was. I saw Rich Cronin's number, which, you know, rest in peace, Rich Cronin, the guy from LFO, who I still to this day think he might be the best in-studio guest that we've ever had. Joe, I don't know if you ever heard any of the interviews that we did, but, you know, obviously he's a local guy from around here, and he had the best Lou Pearlman stories. Lou Pearlman was the guy who, you know, brought NSYNC, you know, they created NSYNC and also created LFO, but, I mean, Lou Pearlman was, like, the creepiest guy, and, like, he would, like, invite them over to, like, Rich Cronin, and it's great, too, because Rich Cronin is just like, you know, a great dude and every bit like a ball buster. And he's like, this guy's got me over here. And he's saying, hey, we're going to all watch Top Gun together, but you got to take your shirts off. And I'm like, hell no. So he, like, this creepy dude wanted to all watch Top Gun shirts off. Yeah. And he also had some great stories about dating Jennifer Love Hewitt and what a psycho she was, but he was fantastic. But I'm just going through, and it was like, Slash's number is in my phone from when we called him when what's his name was in studio. Charlie Sheen was in studio, and he was just calling a bunch of random people. And I remember when I saw Slash's number, I'm like, I'll be keeping that one, thank you. So I popped that one in my phone. I still have Emmanuel Lewis's number from
that's like, this random.
Just random things from like years and years of working at radio, but like the back and forth with the all these people like Layla Shanib and Jose Canseco, I've got texts back and forth, which is weird. That was odd. That was really, really strange. We finally got it all worked out, but I was just thinking maybe later on the show, you know, off the air, because it would be a horrible break if it's just calling people and no one's answering. Maybe we just see if any of those work. Do you guys have any random like phone numbers in your phone? Like
not
random
like
celebrity?
That. Obviously not like that.
Because you, John, from working all these years, you've got to have some sort of like athlete or some guy like, you know, who played on, you know, I don't know, the Patriots early in the 2000s or something like that.
I don't know if you remember this, but remember we tried to get a hold of Delonte West?
Yeah.
Did you have his number? I still have it, yes.
Ooh.
I still have
chances he still got that phone?
No, the chance.
Zero.
Zero.
Yeah.
I still have Delonte's number. I still got a few. Yeah.
Okay.
I have Brian Bosworth's.
See, that's great. Is he still alive? He's still alive, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Way back when. I'm kind of scrolling now.
Yeah, all right. I want you to find, just for later on the show, I want you to find the most random celebrity phone number.
I already winged it. No one else has Delonte's number. I have that.
Yeah, Delonte West is that. I mean, we're pretty close to a winner there. And I haven't even finished going through all the contacts and deleting them. But that was, you want to talk about completely random. Yeah, we might have to test those out. All right, but first, what an unbelievable game last night. That was everything you wanted them to do in Game 4. They finally did it in Game 5. The Celtics look like they're on a roll. Let's talk about that as soon as we get back. We'll be right back.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help Line ma.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met, and they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
This is the home of the Bruins, the Celtics, and these guys. Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed is Toucher and Rich.
Today at 5 of Sports Hub, it's Toucher and Rich. We got John Wallach, Joe Murray here in studio, and like Joe Pesci in a cornfield, the Celtics put an all-time beatdown on Toronto.
Kemba turns the corner, nasty step back on Thomas, three in the air, drills it. Oh, it's nasty.
You see a young player in front of you, and you stop on a dime. Oh, it's nasty.
Kemba said he wanted to take more shots, only took 9 in Game 5. He's made 8 tonight, 8 of 13.
Yeah, he was just phenomenal. Well, what we had all hoped was going to happen in Game 4 happened in Game 5 as the Celtics dominate from tip-off and put the Raptors on the brink of elimination with last night's 111-89 win. Now, before the game started, that guy right there, Kemba Walker, reportedly went up to each individual player, tapped them on the chest, asked them if they had the heart to go all out defensively. Well, I'm not sure really if he did that with Grant Williams. You could skip Grant Williams, but I'm sure he got most of the players. But yes, they seem to be ready, and the defense right from the jump was stifling.
And here comes Van Vliet, only smart back defense. Oh. Smart reaches out, strips the ball away from Van Vliet in one motion while falling out of bounds, and throws ahead to Wanamaker. So,
things you don't see in the game, that's one of them.
Wanamaker, deep on the right side, ducks the shoulder, drives on Siakam, runner off the window, up and in.
Wanamaker's been really good. He's been solid in this game.
In a sea of great plays That one was my favorite for two reasons. Number one, Marcus Smart just ripping the ball out of his hand. Just like, give it to me. Yeah, I mean, just to see him make plays like that are fantastic. But really the best part of that play was what happened immediately after that.
Yeah, I know. You really could have stopped the highlight after Smart had made the steal.
Oh, no.
But no, to finish it off to make sure we all know that Wanamaker scored a basket at the end of it.
Because who is the president of the Wanamaker fan club?
That would be you.
I'm the chief Wanaholic over here. But Marcus Smart play was just phenomenal. And what was crazy too is on the broadcast, they really didn't like draw much to it, too much attention to it, because I mean obviously things move fast after that, but I just wanted to go back and watch that again in slow motion. It was mine, give it to me. And it was like that the entire first quarter of that game. They barely gave Toronto room to breathe. They held the Raptors to just 11 points during that frame. One of the reasons was because Pascal Siakam, he was being shut down by a guy who was not only one of your best defenders of the night, but was an absolute force on offense as well.
Jaylen Brown running the floor. Bounce pass lead for Marcus Smart. Return to Jaylen Brown. Checks the paint. Flies through the air and flushes hard over Anunoby. And the Celtics lead 18-5. It looked like when he left the floor, he was too far away from the rim. He was not.
Max was speechless on that one, which is kind of a tough thing to do. Not even a toe reference, a hot dog, or ketchup split. Just like he was stepping on coals. But, I mean, what a game by Jaylen. Bouncing back from a 4-for-18 game four, he came to play. 27 points, 6 rebounds, and just that dunk that might have split the atoms of game three hero Anunoby yesterday. That was unreal. But that's what this game was like. All Celtics, no answers from Toronto, and now they're just one win away from the Eastern Conference Finals, and a matchup that no matter which of the two teams they go against, they have a very good chance of winning. So here's Brad Stevens on Jaylen's big game yesterday, and it was excellent.
Jaylen's got big-time character. You know, he's got competitive character. You know, he works, he's focused, wants to do well, and, you know, it was good to see him knock in that first one, but I don't think it would have mattered if he missed a couple early. He was going to be aggressive, and that was good for our team.
And afterwards, Kemba talked about how he met with each player individually before the game.
I just wanted guys to be tough. I just thought we got out tough last night. They just played harder than us, and you know, I know what we're capable of. We're capable of playing hard, and that's a skill. You know, a lot of guys on that team have that skill and have that ability. So check my guys' heart, and they showed it big time.
Not everything comes back to Kyrie Irving, and I'm not obsessed with how much I hate Kyrie Irving. But, I mean, come on. You hear Kemba Walker say stuff like that, and you just think of what you had last year and the kind of press conferences you had with Kyrie. I mean, is there a better guy to lead this team than Kemba Walker? He just does everything right with this guy. And you know what? I don't know if it was Scal who said this yesterday or it was Kendrick Perkins, but they were exactly right. It's like, it's not the coach that dictates the culture of your team. It's the attitude of your best player. And you've seen that. Now, you've obviously seen it in years past before you had Kemba Walker and even Kyrie Irving, because at that time, it was Isaiah Thomas. And Isaiah Thomas's heart, and you know what? Rajon Rondo, even before that, say what you will about Rajon Rondo, but that dude bled green. Like, he played his ass off. And that's the thing about Isaiah Thomas. And then you had, of course, Kyrie Irving come in. You saw how it infected the team. And now the attitude of Kemba Walker permeates itself throughout this team. And I think that's why you're seeing them come out of the box like they did here in game five, just absolutely on fire.
I honestly, and Joe and I talked a little bit about it Thursday and again with Ted Johnson on Friday. This team is growing up right before our very eyes.
Sure.
And I made the analogy, I think it was with Ted on Friday. You see the movie Miracle, and right before the game, Ken Dryden, who was calling the game with Al Michaels on TV, said, "It's one thing to be young and promising, and it's another thing to be very good." And what we've seen in this series is the Celtics kind of segue from being young and promising to very good. Toronto came at them, especially in game two. Toronto came at them, and in game three as well. And I think the analogy is for game three. Toronto found themselves in game three, especially the third quarter. Yeah, they won on a miracle shot, But Toronto stepped up their game and played to their capability in game three, and the Celtics stared them down and played right back. And you saw they didn't, they got a lot of young guys, but they didn't run and hide when the defending champions came at them. And you saw last night was a perfect example of that. You lose game three, it's an arrow through the heart, then you don't play well at all in game four, all the momentum's going the other way, and the Celtics came out last night and didn't just beat that team, they threw them under a bus.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the difference between a young team, an up-and-coming team, and a team that knows it's very good.
And you know what? I was thinking about this yesterday. We knew when the Celtics signed Kemba Walker that he was going to be this good. This is like this was your expectation of how he's going to play. Now, I'm not talking about the injury and how we all expected him to do after all that. Just when they signed him, this is who you wanted him to be. Take the leadership part out of it. Just the stat sheet. That's what you wanted him to be. Jaylen Brown, you would hoped would get close to this point, but I think he's overachieved. You would hope
piggyback on that, Rich. Kemba plays defense, and not to pile on Kyrie, but he didn't.
Yeah,
I think this. And listen, you guys can get on me on the Gordon Hayward stuff. They can win the series without Gordon Hayward. The only thing that maybe we've seen Toronto's best game, if that's the case, playing that zone defense. That's where Hayward can help, certainly. But Kemba plays defense. The team plays defense. They can win games by just playing defense. Again, they had a poor shooting night in that game four. They shot poorly. But if they played better defense, they still could have won that game.
They were still in it. Yeah, that's the other part of it. They don't need to. And Brad Stevens has always been fond of saying there are two ways to win games, either make shots or make stops. And he prefers his team to make stops to win games. And that's what they do. They're very good at it.
Well, that's their identity. I mean, they're a defensive team. And when they play like the way that they did, where they came out and just suffocated Toronto, suffocated them, then good things end up happening on the offensive side of the ball. When you're able to make those stops like that, I mean, it was just one after the next. It was embarrassing. But for Toronto, it was embarrassing. I still think it's just going seven games. I even said after they won the first two that it was going seven games. Toronto's too good of a team. Nick Nurse is too good of a coach.
He bothers me a lot, by the way.
I know he does.
He really bothers the crap out of me.
We'll get into that, too. I mean, he's a perpetual whiner, and I agree with you. We'll get into that. Also, there is an update on Gordon Hayward and his return, and Brad Stevens was asked about that yesterday. You might see him sooner than you think, and we'll get to that right after Joe Murray's headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
There's a disagreement here in studio.
How unusual.
I'll tell you what, it's what makes us different that makes us great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Gasol got knocked a little bit off balance, didn't get a call though. Kemba bounce pass for Tice, and unlike Gasol, Tice runs the floor and finishes.
I love to finish like that, catching that basketball full speed, running down the lane, and watching the Celtics defense. Defense a little bit sharper here, and challenging.
Tice was just awesome yesterday. And by the way, that's the guy I was I was talking about. If you want to think about somebody who has overachieved or at least exceeded expectations, it's Daniel Tice. Like, he has played about as well as you could imagine this guy to do it. I mean, and for him to go up against, you know, Serge Ibaka and up against Gasol and be able to dominate the way he did yesterday, man, if he continues to play that way, this team is going to go far. Because to me, that was almost the weak link going into all of this. We knew that, you know, you had guys like, you know, we knew what Marcus Smart was. We knew Kemba Walker was going to be reliable. You saw Jason Tatum become a star. You knew Jaylen Brown was consistent. And Gordon Hayward, when he gets back, you knew that this guy obviously, you know, could be someone you could rely on. But Daniel Tice, you didn't quite know how that was going to work out. And it was kind of funny hearing them talk about how Daniel Tice truly is, in my opinion, one of the most disrespected players when it comes to foul calls in this entire
league.
Well, I mean,
he gets screwed.
His entire career has been this way. If he's in the vicinity, he gets calls.
Did you hear Shaq didn't even know who Daniel Tice was?
Yes.
He's like, well, I don't know who this guy is, but he's a Birdman. Birdman. I don't know this guy is. Yeah, it's Birdman.
He's talking about Birdman Anderson? Is that
he's
talking about?
Yes, that's who he's talking about.
All right.
Tice a little bit better than him. Birdman's probably a better rebounder.
But just to give credit to Danny Ainge on Daniel Tice, like, this is a guy that was from overseas. They brought him in because he was a good defender.
Yeah.
And he's developed into a NBA big man, right? He can shoot the three. He can rebound.
He also is benefited, and give Danny credit because he saw the trend coming. He benefits from today's game.
Yeah.
I mean,
there
are no more dinosaurs. There are no more Roy Hibberts. There are no more guys like Shaq patrolling. It's a less physical game than it used to be. And there's a premium, as you were just saying, Rich, on running the floor, something Daniel Tice is very good at, and he can step out and make three-point shots, which is also important for a center in today's day and age.
This is the second time in, like, 2 weeks that Shaq hasn't had an idea of what was going on in front of him during a Celtics game. Remember, he, like, had some line of his, someone said, you know, what about so-and-so with the Celtics? Oh, no, that's not my team. He was talking about, like, I don't know, it was Enes Kanter or somebody who was on the bench. He goes, oh, no.
I know it was Robert Williams.
Robert Williams.
I think it was Robert Williams.
That's right. It was Robert Williams, who's, you know, been fairly effective. Like, he's been a fairly big name during these playoffs, more than we all thought it was going to be, and he had no idea who he was. Like, oh, Celtics aren't my team. Dude, you were on the Celtics. I mean, it was for like two months.
Do you think he remembers that?
Then again, he was on like eight other teams.
Yeah, I mean, honest to God, take a look at the last 5 years
of
his career.
Dude, all those guys are mailing it in. Barkley's mailing it. Kenny Smith does a nice job.
But Phoenix, Cleveland, I mean, he was on a bunch of teams,
okay.
Rich.
First of all, Kenny Smith doesn't nail it in. We'll say that, all right? I'll give Kenny Smith that. Like, he comes prepared. Barkley might be mailing it in, but at least he's honest, like, and he's more about, I feel this way or this way. Like, Shaq's supposed to be giving you like this analysis, and he's like, there's a clip playing in front of him of Daniel Tice, and then this guy, I don't know who he is. I don't know who this guy is. I want to pull that clip because I was watching that too, and at first I thought he was just like busting the guy's balls, but no, he honestly doesn't know who the starting center on the Boston, like, they've been watching all of these games. He doesn't know who the starting center of the Boston Celtics is.
It's bad, but I do have to bring this up here, okay? And it's just about the Celtics in general. I was talking to Wallach about this off the air. Are the Celtics this good because they're playing in the bubble? And the reason why I say that is, if you had to travel to Toronto for these games and travel back, and the way that they play there, like, I feel like that this team is made for this tournament.
Yeah.
Like, they are made for this setting. They get hot. Like, they're getting great shooting performances from different guys every night. Smart, Walker, now Jaylen Brown. Tatum's been consistent.
It's interesting you bring that up because Toronto, you wouldn't think it, but Toronto has a serious home court advantage. Those fans are nuts. They really
are.
I mean, Toronto's a real tough place to play, so I think you're on to something.
And Rich was just talking about, like, oh, the weak link may have been Daniel Tice. We were saying the bench, and granted, they haven't had to stretch deep into the bench. Both Williams have been very good. Wanamaker's been good. They'll get Hayward back at some point, we hope. But looking at the teams remaining, and I know I'm getting ahead of myself, there's still another game tomorrow, but, like, let's hypothetically say the Heat are on deck. You don't have to worry about a big man in that mat, whether it's Olynyk or Bam. Like, you have the bodies for that. You know, and if you look at the Lakers, hey, I know they have McGee and Davis, and if you look at, you know, the Clippers, they have Zubac and Montrezl Harrell, but I think the bigs aren't the weak link. It's playing defense and having that bench perform when you need it. And I think they're actually like they're one of the top teams playing in the bubble right now. I actually like consider them actually to be a champion this year. I'm not looking at the Lakers as just this team that can't be beat or the Clippers. I actually think the Celtics have a legit shot here.
You make a good point. I think that teams that are mentally weak, it's more that they're helped out by the home crowd than that it's a disadvantage when they go somewhere else. And I believe that the Celtics are mentally tough enough where they didn't need a home crowd to make them play better. They're just naturally motivated. And as I said, maybe it's just the culture that Kemba brings, and I'm giving Kemba a ton of credit, but I think he deserves it. But there are teams, I believe, that are hurt by not having their home crowd behind
them. Milwaukee.
Milwaukee, without a doubt, Milwaukee. Something's been off ever since they got to the bubble. And I don't even know if it's a home crowd thing or something just stinks there. And I can't quite figure it out. And I know that you have been very passionate about Giannis, and maybe we'll talk about that a little bit later on. But with the Celtics, they haven't needed a home crowd to inspire them to play better. They've just played at their highest level. I mean, it's almost like it didn't matter to them. And you're right, it could cater to them. This bubble could actually have been a positive for those guys. But speaking of that, after the game, we did learn that Gordon Hayward had returned to the bubble, and he's now quarantining and hopefully going to get back with the team soon. Brad Stevens was asked about the timetable after the game, and here's what he had to say.
And I don't know when the quarantine period will end. I think that determined through a set of doctors and different questions and all that stuff, how long that is. But my understanding right now is I know he's back, and I haven't seen him because he's been in a room.
I think it's 4 days, but then once he gets back, they're going to obviously make sure that he's good to play, and I think he has to do a little bit of rehabbing once he is there. But, I mean, there's a chance that he could be playing, if they make it to the Eastern Conference Finals, that he would be ready to go off the bench, you would think, during the first couple of games. Now,
two things. Hold on. Let me just step in 1 second. Two things. We had Cedric Maxwell on Friday, and we asked him that question. Everyone we've talked to, right, Joe? Everyone we've talked to other than Max thinks that Hayward should come off the bench. Marcus Smart, what they have going is a good thing. Max thinks, and I kind of thought about it, and it made a lot of sense. Max is like, okay, you have the bad ankle, you warm up, and you're ready to go. You don't want that ankle to get cold. You don't want the ankle to, you don't want to sit for, in real time, 15, 20 minutes before you have to get back up and play again. You want to test that ankle right away. So he was a proponent of Hayward starting, and in a way, and they explained this on TNT last night, the quarantine period hurts Hayward because he can't do any work with that ankle while he's there. He's stuck in his hotel room. He's not getting any treatment on it. And in a way, it kind of sets him back a little bit.
Sure, and that makes sense. Now, he also may be leaving almost as soon as he's cleared to play because, as we know, his wife is due to give birth this month, and there's not much of the month left. So, Joe, okay, after watching the Celtics struggle in Game 4, and then you saw what happened yesterday where they seemed to be perfectly fine, do you still believe that despite his 18 points a game this season that the Celtics are a better team without him?
Yeah, I think the Celtics don't need Gordon Hayward to win this matchup. I think they still have better chemistry without him. I do. Now, where he can help, clearly, is when teams go zone. Miami's going to go zone. They're going to go zone.
All you have to do is watch five seconds of tape. The offense slows to a crawl.
Oh, and him and Dry, like him, he's a good matchup. Like, Hayward's a good matchup against the Heat. And they're going to need Gordon Hayward to go to the finals or even win a championship. But I just think they're fine right now without him. The chemistry looks good, and that's all I mean. Without him, there's
your point was only in this series.
My point is in general. I think they don't skip a beat without him.
Okay.
But I do think with Miami playing a zone, I'm looking ahead here, but I think the way that Miami plays a zone, his shooting in that area within the, you know, around the foul line is going to be important for the team.
I loved the fact that without Giannis, the Bucks were able to win that game. Like, that was awesome. Like, that was, with Chris Middleton. And Chris Middleton, he's been a Celtics killer forever. Yeah. And I know that you hate, not you hate Giannis, but I know that you think that he should be getting killed, Joe, in what way? Because you know what he is to me? He's a guy who's a great player who, as soon as he can, is going to find a way off of the Bucks and try to do the whole super team route find another guy and team up. And you know what? And they're going to be excellent. I just think that he's as great as he is. dude, it's tough to do it essentially on your own. And as good as Chris Middleton is, he's not a superstar in this league. And I think that for Giannis to win the big one, he is going to have another guy by his side.
Rich, he's a two-time MVP defensive player of the year. He gets no heat. LeBron James gets heat. LeBron James loses a game one and scored 0 points in the fourth quarter, and he's crushed on television. But the guy's already won how many championships? Giannis has won nothing.
Maybe that's why they don't crush him, is because his expectations are lower.
No, I don't think
so
at all.
I don't know.
He should be in the finals 2 years in a row.
That's what I was going to say. There's no excuse for blowing a 2-game stand and lead to Toronto last year. I don't care if they have Kawhi. You're up 2-0 in the Eastern Conference Finals. You should finish that off if you're the best player on the planet. And by the way, how many times has Jimmy Butler now gone off against Milwaukee and Giannis, by and large, not guarding him? Yeah. If you're the defensive player of the year, you move everyone out of the way and say, that guy's mine. Mm. Regardless of what the coach tells you, you're guarding that guy that's torching. And by the way, he's a free agent after next year.
Yeah, so that's what I think. Rich, he's just another guy that doesn't want to win it on his own. And in a place where he got drafted, he's probably going to go to Miami or somewhere else. And I don't think he's a one. I think he needs somebody else to win.
Oh, no. You're crazy. He's a top three player in this league.
He's the NBA MVP. He can't do it on his own. And
there aren't many that can. Think about it. There aren't many guys who by themselves can carry a team.
I mean, I know LeBron had to leave and then do it himself. I know that had to happen. And I know Kevin Durant had to leave and go somewhere else and do it himself. And he's going somewhere else now. I wanted him to be the guy. He's not the guy.
He would have been great. He would have been great.
He can't shoot, and he can't shoot free throws. And he gets all the accolades. Defensive player of the year, MVPs, you know. And I'll even bring this up. In the All-Star game this year, no show. Fourth quarters, no show. When it's crunch time, when they face adversity, that guy chokes. I'm sorry. He's not – to me, and that's why I don't think he's a one. He's a great player. He needs a sidecar with him. He needs somebody with him. And maybe that's Milwaukee not doing enough. But, like, if I'm them, I need to consider possibly moving on from him because I don't think he's re-signing. You might have to start entertaining trades.
Yeah. I mean, he's going to just – I guarantee you he's going to do the LeBron thing. He's going to find a couple of his buddies, and they're going to team up, and they're going to get Tyronn Lue as their coach, and they're going to do what they do.
That's just
the way it works. It's the formula.
Where'd Ty Lue go? He ended up...
No, Ty Lue's not a head coach.
Oh, he's not? Okay.
No.
But dude, when Steve Nash got signed,
that's
I couldn't believe that.
I thought Ty Lue was going to get that job, and Brooklyn hired Steve Nash.
I went crazy when I saw that news. Steve Nash to the Nets? Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was a shock. All right, 617-779-0985. We'll get to some of this. The Patriots, man, I can't think of a season where I've gone in just with any team, not just the Patriots, and I have no clue whatsoever how good this team is going to be. I mean, this is just the ultimate head scratcher. It's not just the not seeing any of the practice games and the whole new roster. Dude, I am clueless when it comes to this. And we'll talk about some of the weird ass things that are going on in Foxborough. It is finally football season is here, and we will get to that right after this.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born. And at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
This is the home of the game. And these guys, Toucher and Rich, on Boston's home for sports, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Bob, a sports up. It's Toucher and Rich and Joe Murray, John Wallach. Gentlemen, are you ready? It's officially football season.
Just start out with a big congratulations to Authentic, all the Massachusetts connections that we have there. Saul Kuhman, Jim Pilata, Maticus Stables, Bob Baffert, you know, for their victory in the Kentucky Derby last weekend. So great Massachusetts connections there. Saul and Jimmy, you know, gave those horses to Bob, and as usual, he did a tremendous job with them. And so hats off to those guys and Authentic, and you know, hope that he can, you know, do what Justify did. That's possible.
All right, here's another mind blower about this season. I'm not used to Bill not being a constant dick. Like, this is weird. That's how he started his press conference yesterday. And I don't know whether he's doing this as a message to somebody, like, you know, like hey, dude, it's party time now that you're gone, Tom Brady. Or it's just the fact that Bill is... Everything's warped, and I can't figure this team out, and I don't know how the hell everything's going to go down. Because, after this weekend's cuts, okay, so we officially have a 53-man roster. Cam Newton's the captain, and there is no kicker on this team right now. That's right. Both Nick Folk and Justin Rohrwasser, the man of the controversial tattoo, were both released on Saturday. I guess that's just another thing Matthew Slater's going to have to do to help his team win, because God knows that, you know, he can do all of those things. But seriously, Bill, like, what the hell is going on?
We'll see how the whole roster thing plays out. I'm sure there'll be a lot of roster movement throughout the league, as there usually is. I don't think we've seen the end of player transactions. You know, Nick came in last year in the middle of the season and obviously done a good job with us, because we put him on the practice squad and want to continue to work with him. You know, we'll take it from there and see how it goes. But Justin, you know, has it as well. We're going to try to make the best decisions we can on that. And
okay, that's hysterical. But in all honesty, like, what the hell? And on top of that, I thought Nick Folk was having a good camp. I mean, he was pretty good last year. I think he, like, was 14 of 17 field goals, 12 extra points he was asked to do in 7 games. So, John, okay,
yeah,
clarify this for me, because I know that because of COVID, the rules are all wacky and everything this year. So does this just mean that being on the practice squad truly means that you're actually on the team, because it's easier to move them back and forth and fluctuate, or what the hell does all this mean?
I think it's procedural. I think that technically, and I was looking at this last night, and I know I'm going to mess this up. I look forward to all your emails and tweets, by the way, after I say this. Honest to God, I think you have to be on the active 53 to be placed on injured reserve. And when you are placed on injured reserve this year only, you only miss 3 weeks.
Correct.
But you have to be on the 53-man roster and then be placed on IR. Yeah. So that is why they wanted to save as many roster spots as they could for things like that. That's why Nick Folk is on the practice squad. It's a 16-player practice squad, by the way. He's going to be called, I don't know.
They have an exempt list.
Yeah, they have an exempt list,
too. So what are you telling me? Yeah. Just to call
the, he's going to be called up. He's going to be the Patriots kicker this weekend.
Okay.
There's no reason to, it's nothing to look into.
This is all so weird, right? I mean, just the way that they're doing all this, the COVID stuff. And then another thing we're getting is a familiar face under center when the Dolphins visit this weekend. Take it away, Mr. Brian Flores. What do you got to tell us? Any big news, Mr. Flores? I don't think I have the clip here. Either way, Brian, oh, here he is. Take it away.
This is a groundbreaking news. Fitz is going to be the starter. A year like this with limited, no OTAs, no mini camp, limited, you know, training camp or a modified training camp. We just felt like that was the best decision for the team. He's done a good job through the course of training camp, and he'll be out there.
Well, that kind of sucks. I would love to have seen Tua out there. I understand
why. I think
why.
You might. I think we might see them both.
Why? Like, you think both in week one?
I feel like this might, dude, I think this might be the year where we might see that at times. I do. And listen.
The Wildcat?
Who knows? I've heard great things about Tua camp from everything I've heard down there. Fitz is their guy. They're going with him, obviously. And against the Patriots, he's had success, right?
It makes more sense to have a guy who's more familiar with the offense. No exhibition games to play.
You know, it's the only rookie quarterback who's starting this year is Burrow for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just you want a guy, especially now, who doesn't have a big learning curve and you don't have to worry about him. That's the thing. And Mike Flynn, who's been on this radio station for many years and we've had him in for shows and things like this, he said a lot of things that stuck with me. But one is, if you're a head coach, you want to send as many players out there that as you can, that you know exactly what you're going to get out of them. The worst thing as a head coach is to send a player out there and you're not sure what's going to happen. So that's what Brian Flores is doing. If he doesn't have to, he's got a guy in Fitzpatrick who he knows what he can. He knows what he's going to get out of him. The quarterback just beat the Patriots in a pretty big game for the Patriots in Week 17 last season. Now, the problem with Fitzpatrick, as we all know, is you never know which Fitz is going to show up. Is it going to be the end of last year Fitz, or is it going to be the middle of last year Fitz?
You're going to get five of something, either touchdowns or INTs.
Exactly.
One way or the other. You never know what you're going to get with him. All right. I need no commercials here, just the headlines with Joe Murray, but I need the help of our listeners, because there was a story that happened this weekend that I'm going to need our listeners to help prove that this actually happened. All right, 617-779-0985. Just Joe Murray with your headlines, and then I'm going to need your help.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.